Welcome in once again to another podcast, and this one includes one of the most popular players in Cardinals history, and that's Willie McGee. As always, Scoops with Danny Mac is presented by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and you can visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Willie McGee is a Cardinals Hall of Famer, inducted into the first class of the Cardinals Hall of Fame, a career 295 hitter, an MVP, four-time All-Star. He arrived to St. Louis as a 23-year-old double-A player that came from the New York Yankees in a trade that involved Bob Sykes. In 1982, he single-handedly helped the Cardinals win the World Series over the Milwaukee Brewers. Game 3 in Milwaukee, Willie burst onto the national scene.
Lukovich checks on the runner, brings it home. McGee, long one into right field. Way back goes Moore. Way back, way back. Willie McGee has just hit a three-run homer and put the Cardinals on top.
He wasn't done there.
Now he swings and hits it down the line and right. That's going to go. Adios, and it is 5-0. Willie's second home run of the game.
He later told the assembled press, and we'll get into that in our interview, that he had never hit two home runs in a game, period. He hit two home runs in that game, and then he took one away.
Ogilvy is on base. Nobody out. And the outfield plays. This batter is a ranked pull hitter, and a fly ball to deep left. This one is at the track, and McGee jumps in. He caught it. He caught it high up above the fence for the out, and the runner back to first. And McGee is doing everything to become the star of this game and perhaps the series.
The MVP would be Darryl Porter's, but McGee had burst onto the national spotlight. He became a world champion in 1982 with the Cardinals.
Sitter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's a winner. That's a winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals. Porter throws his mask into the air. The players converge around the mound. The police arrive on the scene. The canine patrol and the mounted patrol. Some fans manage to get on the field, but they needn't do that, and they won't be out there very long. The Cardinals have won the game 6-3. The Cardinals have won the National League pennant, and the Cardinals have won the 1982 World Series.
It was just the beginning of a love affair between Willie McGee and the St. Louis Cardinals fan base. Always humble, always gracious, McGee was part of a championship club. He was also a part of maybe the most popular team in recent memory, and that was Whitey Herzog's 1985 Runnin' Redbirds.
FM in St. Louis, 103 KHTR.
There's some great stories that unfold in this world of baseball. We may be part of yet another.
A double steal.
Action out. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. A home run by the Wizard. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. They fall Van Slyke, and they've won the Eastern Division. That's a winner.
Thanks to KMOX for providing the audio of such great memories for Cardinal fans.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
You know, last year I had the privilege to emcee Whitey Herzog's annual golf outing. And Whitey said to McGee, gave him one of the greatest compliments a player could ever receive. He told the crowd that night that, in his opinion, the most popular player in Cardinals history wasn't Stan the Man or Albert Pujols, but one Willie McGee. Sit back and enjoy my conversation with one of the all-time greats, Willie McGee.
Well, Willie, I want to start with just you getting into coaching, and I know you've done some of the things to help out guys in the past and been around, but now you're a full-time coach. Why did you make the decision to do this?
The timing was just right. You know, I've had 5 years experience coaching and teaching in the minor league system with Mark DeJohn, Pop Warner, you know, guys with a lot more experience, and they learned from the great George Kissel. So the opportunity is right. I've learned a lot, and now I get a chance to apply it at the big league level, and so far it's been great. You know, we hear, you know, and we get a chance to actually put in the work, and nobody's looking over your shoulder. The trust is there. Mike knows that we're going to teach the basic fundamentals and not trying to do nothing cute. So far it's been great. I mean, you know, you, like I said, everybody's working hard. Everybody's focusing on the little things. Hopefully, you know, it parlays into us not beating ourselves. You know, when we play, you know, team's going to have to beat you. You know, you're not going to beat yourself as much as – you know, the possibilities can happen if you don't do the fundamentals.
Did you always want to do this? Did you know you might want to coach when you were playing?
Well, not coach, but teach. I just love baseball. So when I retired, I stayed around the game. I realized that I didn't really have to be necessarily in professional baseball just as long as I was around baseball. So Little League, I coached fast pitch softball, girls softball for 10 years. Then I helped out at the college for so many years. You know, and taught hitting there, taught whatever that I needed to teach, you know, and mainly, you know, with the kids is at that level, at these levels, it's a lot of mental, you know, mental teaching, teaching them how to play the game at the lower levels, Little League and stuff, and, you know, how to work. And it's just been a fun progression. So here, you know, and I'm finding here, it's just the same thing. You just teach fundamentals. You try to just teach the fundamentals. And these guys, they're willing to listen.
I could never see Willie McGee getting in an argument in a Little League game with an umpire.
Never.
You
wouldn't see me. It ain't that serious. You know, it ain't that serious in minor leagues, Little League. It ain't that serious here. He's not going to change his call.
Right.
So why am I going to argue?
Right.
I mean, I know that, and that's not my my temperament or my demeanor anyway. So you are who you are. So I'm just as mad as the next person, but that is not how I fight it. You know, I go back, and you know, the biggest thing out of you know, my retirement, when I retired, one of the biggest things and best things that somebody told me was a couple umpires came up to me and say, Willie, it was a pleasure.
Is that right?
Yes. And that was big. And that's because I went about my business the right way. I knew I wasn't perfect out there. I knew I wasn't going to hit every strike. I knew I wasn't going to catch every ball. I knew I wasn't going to steal every base. And I know that they weren't going to call every pitch perfectly. They weren't going to make every call safe at first. And so, I mean, I know that. So, and I know I can look, and I know it ain't personal. You know, if it's personal, somebody's trying to get you, it's different. But I know they're trying. As long as they're trying, hey, we're human. We're going to make mistakes, and it usually averages out.
Were you ever ejected in a major league game?
Nah.
Never.
Minor league game, yes, but not a.
You, Willie McGee,
game.
Were.
Oh yeah.
Ejected in a minor league game.
Oh yeah, I got. That was the last time I slammed my helmet as hard as I could. After I drag bunted and umpire called me out, and I just jumped up in there and came down and slammed my helmet as hard as I could, and I looked, I didn't know what to do. It's like, what do I do now? Before I knew it, I was out the game.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I've talked to you before about Dave Ricketts. He was really important to you, wasn't he?
Very important, and not only to me, to a lot of people. You know, just like George Kissel, you know, he had a generation, and we had Dave Ricketts, and you know, no nonsense. You don't want to know the truth. Don't ask him. He's not gonna sugarcoat it. It's gonna be three or four words, but right to the point. You ain't gonna be out there 30 minutes. You're gonna be out there for 5 minutes. Get it done. And instead of being out there for 30 minutes talking, stopping, talking, and get work. You know, let's get this done and get out of there. So we learn how to work. You know, and that's the same thing. You know, I'm going to teach here, and you got Okendo, who's a protege of that also, that school, you know, and I think he got a lot of Kissel, a whole lot of Dave Ricketts in him. You know, you watch him work. This guy is out there all day, every day, during the winter. And, you know, we got the other coaches that's the same attitude, you know, and the same great thing. And with these coaches that's here, you know, these guys are all – they're all good people, and they all, you know, it's not the one way. It's not your way, my way, his way. It's the best way, you know, to get these players to be the best they can be. So if that means I come in and I say something about base running, somebody else has a, you know, an idea, somebody else has an idea, it's the best way. It's not, you know, one
sure.
person's way. And that's perfectly understandable.
I know you're – a great family man. Is it going to be tough for you to get back in the swing of being away from your family for 6, 7, 8 months potentially?
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, that's just.
But you're a baseball guy. You know what you're getting into.
I mean, it's give and take in everything. And, you know, this is a lot of. I'm giving away a lot, but I'm getting a lot. The family's getting a lot, but they're giving away a lot. And, you know, that's life, you know. But this is the choice I made to be. A baseball man. I was a baseball player for a while. Now I can take that knowledge I have and be kind of like a college teacher, professor, and give it back. All the while I'm learning. You know, I got guys here, coaches that has a lot more experience than I have, so I can go to them before I say something. And it's just like today with bunting. You know, I know the right way to do it. But do I change a kid that's been doing it a certain way, but I know it's not right? Do I change him, or do I let him go out there and keep? So Ozzie's here, Okendo's here. They were out there in the cage, and, no, you change him. You know, you change him. So now I just jump to another level. You know what I'm saying? So now I know I'm confident. I don't have to think, well, should I change him? Should I mess with his routine? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know. Now, when it comes,
you gotta have a feel for both.
That's all I'm saying, exactly. So, and it's a fine line, and that's just part of the process. I haven't been a coach all my life, so I got to learn to be a coach now.
Who is your biggest influence, you think, in the game?
Oh, I'd say in Major League Baseball,
yeah.
I'd have to say Dave Ricketts by far.
And Dave Ricketts, you come to St. Louis after the trade with the Yankees, mm-hmm. and. He said to people, you better not mess with Willie McGee.
Yeah, and I should say Dave Ricketts and Whitey.
Yeah.
And Whitey, you know, and Whitey. Because Whitey's impression on me, he was perfect manager for me at that time and for that team, you know, because he let you play. You know, the year before, that year, I was in the minor leagues in AAA, and I forgot the manager's name, but we had played a few games. And all of a sudden, oh, come here. You can't hit like that. You can't hit like that. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go, you know.
Sure.
And I've hit like that all my career, and I had been successful, consistent in the minor leagues. Now, what's scary is, hadn't he looked at that and seen that I had 4 years of continued growth, you know, then if I see that with a kid, I don't care if he's standing on his head and he's hitting 300 or close to 300 and driving the ball, doing what he's supposed to do, I'm not getting near that kid. I don't care if he's standing on his head hitting the ball. I mean, that makes sense.
It's kind of like what you were talking about before, where there's a fine line, right? I mean, there's a guy that does it, and he does it his way, and then there's a guy that maybe is really messed up, and you got to go to him and say, hey, things aren't working, this is what we need to probably work on. But if the guy's doing it right, you don't mess with him.
And then you got the kids that you see, you know, from your experience, you see that he's not doing something right, and you know that it's not right. And eventually, you know he's going to come to you because he's not listening to you right now. Like your kid, he's not listening to you right now, but you know that eventually he's going to fail with that approach or that style.
People would be I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this. Mm-hmm. 82, 85, 87, mm-hmm. What's the best team for you when you think back to those great teams you were on?
Ooh. I mean, you have to say 82 because we won the championship.
Right.
But the funnest year was 85 because I think a lot of the guys had some great years. I mean, all around, I think everybody potentially maxed their max, you know.
Sure.
So I would have to say that. But all of them were special in certain ways. But 82, you know, it culminated in a championship, so you can't get no better than that.
Willie, when you look back at your career, you were just an amazing player in speed and could hit and could track down a ball and had mm-hmm. a good arm. I mean, you had it all. But what are you most proud of when you look back in your baseball career?
The hard work, you know, the lessons learned. You know, like I said, the questions I have now, you know, coaching, am I telling them right? And you know, you learn it every day. You know, now I took a step today because I had two other veteran guys and one that's been coaching a lot longer than I have say, hey, you just do this. Make them do it. Just do this way. So that took me to another level of coaching. And it's the same way in the game. You go through, you know, you go through trial and error. So my way of doing it was just working. You know, I'm going to work my way to be good. And that's the only way I know. That's the way I was raised. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to work. I'm going to hit me curveballs. I'm going to hit fastball. I'm going to hit. I'm going to go out there, throw. I'm going to go out there and chase fly balls. And it worked for me. So I know that way works. So just being able to do that, take that course, stay the course, no matter how bad or how good I was going, and see it develop into consistency after four years in the minor league. Peak.
What was your favorite moment, by the way? I've always wanted to ask these questions, so I'm going to go ahead and do it, Willie.
I don't know. I would have to say Game 3 of the World Series, you know, and it necessarily wasn't on the field. It was the strangest thing I've seen was and that I felt was after the game, going to my locker and turning around and seeing a row of reporters, maybe four people thick, you know, across facing me, and about 20 yards deep. And it's like, oh, boy, you realize what you're into, you know, you realize what you're into. Then after the season, you're going to these, you know, you travel a little bit, and everybody, you know, kids two blocks away, they recognizing you, they pointing at you, you know, and it's like it really starts to hit you like, wow, this is like, this is big, you know, and I'm just glad I didn't see all that when I was playing in that 82 World Series because then you get spooked, you know, you might get spooked. So we had a bunch of veterans that kept us in tune and kept us where we were at that time.
And I know, Willie, that you love talking about yourself, so I'm sure you welcomed those reporters to visit with you after Game 3.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing then, man. I've came a long way. You know, I've came a long way socially. I've came a long way. You know, I've came a long way in a lot of different areas, thank God, you know.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Well, I can tell you, having done a number of events with you, you do a great job public speaking. And I bring that up because Whitey said something, and I brought it up at the other event that we were at not too long ago, where Whitey said, and I thought it's the greatest compliment maybe I've ever heard for a Cardinal player. He said, you can have Pujols, you can have Stan the Man, you could have all these great guys from the early 1900s. He said, I really believe, and Whitey said this about Willie McGee, he's the most popular player in the history of this organization. Had you heard him say that ever? And then when you did hear it, what did you think?
It's no answer for it. I don't know what to say. I kind of wish that they wouldn't say it. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't, you know, I don't necessarily need that, but I understand. But it's just, you know, it's kind of, you got Stan Musial, you got all these guys. I'm just happy to be able to have on a Cardinal uniform and able to give back and teach what I've learned and hopefully help these guys get better. I just like to keep it right there. I'm not too much into evaluating myself, where I stand here, where I am here, Hall of Fame, this and that. That's not – I don't – like I say, the most thing I'm impressed by with myself is the consistency that I develop through hard work, effort, dedication, listening. The most common things you have to do to get better and to be good at what you do, and it worked.
In St. Louis, and you would know, you've been all over the country, it's a kind of a blue-collar, hardworking town, and I think that's why they loved Willie McGhee, and you did it with a humble manner. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I know that's a big part of it, and that's why I say that, you know, that city was perfect. It was perfect, perfect for the team we had, and it was by far really perfect for me, especially having a manager like Whitey, and a father figure like Dave Ricketts, who was a father figure, a coach, a big brother, a mentor. He was everything you can possibly be. And, you know, he when he had to get on you, you know, it's like hitting. If we, you know, you when you going to be you? And this, something clicks. It's
yeah.
Like, wow, okay. I don't know what he was saying to this day, but it worked. When you going to be you? We go down to the cage, wouldn't even take a bat. When you going to be Willie? You know, and then I think about Willie instead of thinking about all the bad stuff that you're doing or not doing, you know, and it's just like the psychological aspect of it, you know, that he did, and I don't know if he knew what he was doing, but it was just great lessons, and I can't wait to get better as a coach and see myself develop what he installed in us as what Jose is doing now. I see it in Jose every day. He's here, he's there, he's constantly moving, he's going there. And if you know Jose, he's the yang, I'm the yin, you know, because he's more aggressive, he's more go do it, go get it, and I'm more kind of can I do it, you know, is this okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now as a person and as a coach, and I let that process take care of itself.
Do you think you'll get more enjoyment out of watching a kid that you've helped achieve something that they've always wanted to get to, whether it be winning a championship or hitting 300, whatever the case may be?
Well, just get better.
Would you enjoy that more than even saying back to yourself when you won a batting title?
Oh, definitely.
Would you really?
Definitely. Because of the fact that now it's a different stage of life, and this is where I am, and that's what I'm. That's my challenge now. And to see them take stuff and work at it. Now, we know all these kids. You got an idea who's got a chance by the way they go about their business. Do they listen? Do they work ethic? You know, the way they carry themselves. You kind of got an idea who's going to make it. So you really, you know, you don't get them. You don't make them kids there. But what I can do is, you know, say Bader, you know, get him running through the ball, you know, so I can shorten his curve, learning curve. But as far as talent-wise, I mean, these kids already have it. You got some great talent here. But sharpening that rock, you know, cutting that off and
yeah.
Taking a chisel and chiseling that off, and hopefully they take it and it just shortens that. Now he knows that's what he has to do, you know, run through the ball. Don't run to a stop, then pick it up and then throw it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And we went through the same thing. We had guys down there sharpening us up, coaches, certain coaches.
I'm going to – a couple questions, and I'll let you go, and I really appreciate your time. How much has the game changed from when you were playing to what you see now? And I mean the game. I'm not talking about the business, and I'm not talking about outside. I mean inside the white lines. Yeah. Has it really changed that much?
It has. It has because – well, inside the lines, it's still baseball.
Okay.
Once you're on that field, it's still baseball. The way you practice is changing now, and it's hard to say because now you got so many parts of baseball that's not baseball, but it's a big part of baseball, you know, that's taken some of the time away from baseball, but it's good time, you know, because these guys are getting stronger.
Right.
So you have to deal with that. So now the manager has to think about, you know, is he getting tired? You know what I'm saying? On the field.
Absolutely.
So
balancing the weight room and the nutrition and all that stuff.
We didn't get tired. We didn't get tired. If you got your rest, this and that, we didn't get tired. If we were healthy, you were out there playing. You got there, took fly balls off the base. We ran the bases every day. Now, we would go home, get something to eat after spring training game. Then 7, 8 o'clock at night, we go to the weight room.
And that's when you got your work in there.
That's what I'm saying. Now it's totally different because these guys got the nutritionists. They got the food here. They got the trainers. They got the physicians. They got everything you could possibly need right here. So they can do all that here. You know, so it's a fine line. So I can't really have an input on what's too much, what's not, unless it interferes with what they do on the field and the time that you put in on the field, which it doesn't now. You know, these guys get in here, do their little lifting, and it doesn't slow them down on the field as far as what they have to work on.
Final question. You get the call from the organization. They say, Willie, we want to put a red jacket on you. Mm-hmm. You've been voted into the Cardinals Hall of Fame. What was that moment like for you?
It was good. It was good. But again, that's not what I played the game for, but I appreciate it. I recognize it. And if it was me, if I had a choice, if I didn't get the jacket, if I didn't get nothing, I'm just proud about being able to have a lifestyle where I can do what I do and make a living at it and be good at it for so long. And I'm ready to go. I'm satisfied. I can sleep. I don't need the pats on the back. I don't need the trophies. I don't need the jackets for me to be, you know, be who I am, because I did it through hard work, the way I was raised, and it worked. I don't know how to put it, but I don't need that, but I appreciate it 110%.
You're the best. Thanks.
All right, Dan.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
I don't know about you, but when you hear Willie, how can you not love him? He's one of the best. An amazing man that has turned into one heck of a coach. The players rave about his ability to simplify the game, teach it properly. Thanks again to Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, for his sponsorship of the podcast. Also, many thanks to Willie McGee. I'm Dan McLaughlin. This has been Scoops with Danny Mac.